Good morning. Clouds hung on tough overnight across most of interior New York and New England, with a stationary front draped across the New York-Pennsylvania border and right over Long Island. The wave of low pressure that brought us the showers yesterday is now off the eastern seaboard, but still, the influence of that front will be felt today with plenty of clouds, especially from the southern Adirondacks and southern Vermont points south. To the north, high pressure from southern Canada is dominating, and we'll have more in the way of sunshine across the central northern Adirondacks, the northern Green Mountains, and the Champlain Valley. In these locations, temperatures will be in the upper 50s to around 60, while where we have more in the way of cloud cover, it will be a struggle today and only reach the middle and upper 50s. The low clouds will hang on overnight tonight, and with temperatures dropping back into the 40s, we'll have areas of fog and drizzle as well. High pressure will start to shift our wind around to the south-southwest tomorrow. The result will be a little bit more in the way of sunshine, and temperatures should reach the lower 60s with that sun, although clouds will still hang tough along the eastern seaboard. On Friday, an equal amount of clouds and sunshine, allowing temperatures to reach just about 70. As we get into the weekend, a front from the west will approach on Saturday, and as a result, skies will be mostly cloudy. Still mild, though, with temperatures in the 60s. Then we'll hit the end of the weekend. At this point, we'll have to watch closely what's left of the tropical system Sandy as it works its way up the eastern seaboard. Some computer models have this coming quite close to the coast of New England with a bunch of rain and wind by Sunday night and into the day on Monday, while other computer models take it well out to sea. Without the certainty in the forecast, we'll go with a chance of shower Sunday and a chance of a steadier rain on Monday with highs sliding back into the 50s, and again the chance of rain on Tuesday with highs right in the mid-50s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, Tropical Storm Sandy is located about 120 miles south of Kingston, Jamaica, and moving toward the north near 14 miles per hour. This general motion is expected to continue through tomorrow, accompanied by a gradual increase in forward speed. On the forecast track, the center of Sandy is expected to move across Jamaica by late this afternoon and evening, move near or over eastern Cuba late tonight and tomorrow morning, and approach the central Bahamas during the day tomorrow. Maximum sustained winds have increased to near 70 miles per hour with higher gusts. Additional strengthening is forecast during the next 48 hours, and Sandy is expected to become a hurricane by the time it reaches Jamaica and Cuba. Hurricane warnings have been issued for Jamaica and eastern Cuba. A tropical storm warning is in effect for Haiti and the central Bahamas. A tropical storm watch is out for the rest of the Bahamas and for the upper Florida Keys and parts of the East Coast. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Sacramento, California at 7:33 p.m. Eastern Time Monday. The last report of hail was at Ghazvin, Iran at 7 a.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 110 miles visibility, mostly clear skies and 34 degrees with a northwest wind at 36 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 16 degrees. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 49 degrees, the dew point 40, 71% relative humidity, a northeast wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.17 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 95 degrees at Alice, Texas, and Gage and West Woodward, Oklahoma, to a low of 7 above at Stanley, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with a chance of showers in the mid-60s, Boston partly sunny in the upper 50s, and in Buffalo cloudy with scattered showers and highs in the lower 60s. Checking the climate report. The high temperature in Albany yesterday, 57 degrees, the low 41. The average temperature, 49, that's 2 degrees above normal. Just a trace of rain yesterday, 3.23 inches for the month and 31.90 for the year. There were 16 heating degree days in Albany yesterday, 283 for the month and 411 for the year, and that is 81 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 57 degrees. The average low, 37. The record high, 74, set in 1973. And the record low, 16, in 1969. Sunrise this morning at 7:20 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:58 p.m. 10 hours and 38 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny near the Canadian border with more clouds toward Glens Falls, highs in the mid to upper 50s. Clear to the north tonight, mostly cloudy to the south with lows in the 30s to lower 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy today with a few showers and areas of drizzle, highs near 60. Cloudy tonight with areas of fog and drizzle and lows in the upper 40s to near 50. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy today with a few showers, highs in the upper 50s. Cloudy tonight with areas of fog and drizzle and lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy today with a few showers and areas of drizzle and highs in the upper 50s to near 60. Cloudy tonight with areas of fog and drizzle and lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Cloudy today with a few showers and highs in the mid to upper 50s. More clouds tonight with areas of fog and drizzle, lows in the mid to upper 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a bit more sunshine, milder, lower 60s, a mix of sun and clouds Friday near 70. Mostly cloudy Saturday, remaining mild in the mid to upper 60s. A chance of showers on Sunday in the upper 50s, and a chance of rain on Monday and Tuesday with highs in the mid-50s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.